This hurricane season, Floridians dodged a bullet. Hurricane Irma screamed through the Caribbean islands in early September, strengthening to a Category 5 for much of its life. The storm brought unprecedented hurricane force winds and a dangerous amount of water to the island nations. By the time Irma made landfall on the southwest coast of Florida, it lost much of its power, dipping back down to a Category 3 hurricane. A direct hit from a Category 5 would have been devastating, but a Category 3 storm still brings a level of destruction that gives insight into what a Category 5 storm would entail.
Great to meet you. James, what's your last name?
Harris.
H-A-R-I-S.
James Harris sits alone outside of Enoch Davis Recreation Center in Cromwell Heights, a neighborhood located in South St. Petersburg, Florida. He is waiting for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, workers to return from lunch so he can sign up to receive aid from the government. Harris lost everything in the storm.
I was there when it started coming through my closet, and I kept hearing something leak, 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 and I looked out the hall, and it was coming down the hall in front of the bathroom, down the hall.
Shingles on Harris's roof were blown off by the hurricane force winds, exposing the unprotected roof to the full power of the storm. Multiple leaks began to form in the ceiling of the home. At first, the bathroom was the only place where the water began entering, but then Harris's own closet was swept up in the cascade of water.
Same where the hurricane come through, you know, I set it up, and I didn't go to no shelter, no, because I'm in between two houses. I figure I won't get hit so hard with the wind.
Yeah.
And but I said that, man, I could see the shingles and the paper coming off the roof, the house shaking. The next time I know, water's coming off from the ceilings and stuff like this, you know?
Yeah.
So all my clothes got soaking wet, my furniture got soaking wet, and mildew.
Insulation from between the ceiling and roof rained down with the trickle of water on Harris and all of his belongings. The waters ran straight down on top of all of his clothes in his closet and onto his carpet floor. His television, furniture, and bed all became soaking wet as the number of leaks in the ceiling grew larger. Power to the house also went out during the storm and did not return for 5 days. Harris lost not only his possessions, but also all of his non-perishable food. This was just a Category 3 storm. Harris is one of those people that cannot prepare during a hurricane. He is on a fixed income with only his disability checks and food stamps to pay rent and keep himself fed. The St. Petersburg native had hip replacement surgery earlier this year, so his mobility is drastically impaired. His home is just south of I-275 in Jordan Park, a mile and a half away from the nearest hurricane shelter. The house is a multifamily home where Harris shares the kitchen, common area, and bathroom with the others living in the house. The owner of the home has not yet fixed the problems caused by the storm.
Like a balloon or a topping over the house to stop leak till they get, you know, he's trying to find the cheapest place to come and redo the roof. And then inside I took where they nailed it. And they put about 5 gallon buckets, so they come over there every day, you know, dump the buckets, you know what I'm saying, because it's all in the roof.
Rooms in Harris's home are filled by the stench of mildew. Even after all of the furniture was thrown away and the carpet ripped up, there is still damage in the walls and roof that have to be dealt with. Harris sleeps on an air mattress on the floor in the same room that is filled with water damage.
Thank God for that blue stuff. I've seen some of the stuff they have in old Puerto Rico or all this stuff. And some houses in St. Petersburg.
The FEMA sign-up hall is just 2 rooms in the recreation center. A table outside the rooms has a list of names that will be called for sign-up. Harris is 26th on the list. The first room for people seeking aid is a waiting room, where over 30 people wait their turn to be called into the second room. Within the second room, 4 employees from FEMA help people sign up for aid on laptops. It is loud and chaotic. Most of the group have a hard time navigating a computer on their own. This is the process Harris and hundreds of others have gone through at the Enoch Davis Center to get financial assistance following Hurricane Irma. Some, like Harris, have lost everything, while others have lost just the food in their refrigerators. Either way, it becomes clear that if Irma was any larger, 12 laptops in a room would not be enough. Waiting days or weeks to get assistance is too long when disability checks only come in once a month. This system will not be enough for a Category 5 direct hit. Colin Gustafson, University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, Neighborhood News Bureau.